in Tanzania. So she'll be facilitating this session with me. As you received the invitation, our webinar title is Profiling Shifting New and Evolving Forms of Treatment of Women Living with HIV. So our focus is really going to new and evolving forms of violence against women and girls living with HIV in particular. We are going to document feminist and community-led approaches. What is working in your different communities? How do we pick learnings in what is working? And then we document it from a feminist approach. We are also, this webinar is really to strengthen regional solidarity and cross-movement collaboration. That's why we do not only speak as people based in Uganda, we have Tanzania, Kenya, Global, and all other partners that work across the region. And also, we hope by the end of this webinar, we would have identified actionable advocacy and policy pathways. So that said, in terms of setting our pace, will allow me to welcome each one of you on this space and also highlight that this is more than just a conversation. It is a call to action and a way to profile how regional movements is going to sustain feminist solidarity and dismantling the systems that continue to perpetuate violence with a feminist lens. And I know feminists on this space are going to be telling us globally what are we going to focus on for 16 days of activism, what is our theme, how does it really center the future of feminism in this context we are working in. Importantly is that through this movement we are having on this webinar, shall highlight the shifts from knowledge gained already through the different projects, but importantly Thrive project that brings us together today, and draw framework to practice in this era of evolving violence. We'll highlight the shifts and provide the basis and lessons learned as we continue to implement work around ending violence against women. So it is at this point that allow me to officially call on Madame Dorothy Namutamba, but I learned recently to come and officially open this conversation. We know you engaged somewhere else in Kenya, but we appreciate that you have created time to join us. So over to you, Dorothy, to start us off.
Thank you so much, Sister Immaculate, and thank you for moderating this session. Thank you for allowing me to speak at this very great moment when we have representation not only from the Eastern Africa, but even beyond. Like Immaculate has already put it, my name is Dorothy Namutamba. I work with the International Community of Women Living with HIV Eastern Africa. And my role is to welcome you officially to this very important webinar that we are having today, and also appreciate the time you have taken off to be able to participate, but also to hear from each other, to document those lessons that we are learning, but also share that experience that we're bringing on board. In a special way, I want to welcome the panelists that have accepted to be part of this conversation, but also our moderators for also taking on this role, and all of you for being here. On behalf of ICW Eastern Africa, ICWK, but also Dignity, DWWT Tanzania, like Immaculate said, we are implementing a project that we call Thrive in those three countries where we are coming from, Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. And it is really a regional project that is called Thrive, but in full, it is Together Halting Violence and Inequalities. Really, this project, as you look at the purpose, it is really to enhance and strengthen the collective power, the agency, resiliency of women living with HIV, and when I say women, I also include the girls, by enhancing connectivity among us, the women rights organizations, civil society groups, while creating sustainable and also inclusive spaces for advocacy and decision making. So I believe this webinar is providing us that space where we can not only talk about what we go through, but also harnessing the gains that we have attained as we address issues around women and girls living with HIV, but also violence that happens beyond women and girls. And we have implemented quite a number of activities as the consortium partners. And needless to say that whatever we have done it together in the region. So it is really addressing violence against women beyond our borders. So we work together as a movement, creating this movement beyond borders that is addressing the violations that happen for women and girls. And one of it is that one of the key areas and key activities, or I would say a strategy that we have put in place, is that we launched a regional campaign that we named Name It to End It. And it really speaks to the fact that if we do not name the violations that happen for women and girls across the borders, you may not be able to end it. And ensuring the participation of all the diverse actors and setting clear strategies to expand the reach, of messages against violence against women, both at in our nationals, countries, but also our regional audiences. So we believe that this Name It to End It campaign is beyond us as countries, it is beyond us as a region, but also it is a global campaign which should reach all those audiences that we are able to fight to reach. So that is why we're bringing all our sisters from the global world. We have Sophie on board. Thank you for accepting to be with us. And that we are building this foundation through this the webinar that we are holding today, to have that shift from knowledge to practice, and to document those lessons learned, just like Immaculate said, those best practices, and to strengthen this national but also the regional and global movement through this participation. And also, we believe that we need to see how we harness this power in this movement so that we are able to work together as a collective voice. So I'm not going to take long, but also to say you are all warmly welcome. Let's use this space as much as possible. Let's speak out. Let's share what we our knowledge, but also let's make sure that we harness that collective power, just as our movement stands out clearly to represent us. So with that, I want to welcome you once again and wish you very, very, very fruitful deliberations. And I declare this webinar open.